What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Meet Friday. We hope to locate Seton O'Connor and the French Kid somewhere outside of Kansas City, headed into Oklahoma or Nebraska or all the above. Trent Dilfer, former Super Bowl winning quarterback, now the head coach at the University of Alabama, will join us a little bit later on, as will Charles Barkley. LeBron James is zeroing in on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time record. He's 63 away from breaking Kareem's mark and probably going to maybe break it against Milwaukee at home. Kareem, of course, started his career there. Maybe that would be poetic, I guess. Hopefully Kareem shows up. Hopefully he gets his flowers as well in the process. LeBron had 26. More importantly, the Lakers rallied from 14 down to beat the Pacers. They've got the Pelicans coming up, then Oklahoma City, and then Milwaukee. But if you look at his scoring average, he'd be a couple away. It'd be a nice buildup to that game against Milwaukee. If he's four away, five away, and going into that. And I still want to know if I can get a prop bet on LeBron breaking the record with his own version of a skyhook. Even if he tried, I can almost guarantee LeBron would try a skyhook in that game. His version of a skyhook. You would be honoring Kareem. Now, people, of course, it's LeBron. They'd be going, oh, he's making a mockery of this. Like, oh, he's going to do it that way. No matter what LeBron does, you know, people are still going to have a hard time with it. They'll have a problem with it. I think it'd be awesome if you were honoring him by shooting a skyhook and maybe breaking the all-time record. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. That's our streaming partner. Download the app and watch for free. Our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and the other great cities around America who have embraced this program. NFL Pro Bowl events last night. We came up with the solution because Tyler Huntley should not be a Pro Bowl quarterback, but if you invite him to the activities, then that's great. It shouldn't show up on his resume that he's a Pro Bowl quarterback. You have one team that you vote, and that is it. That is the Pro Bowl team for 2022, that season, and that's it. If you're a third alternate, you're not a Pro Bowler. That's it. Now we have, you know, we fixed what could be a potential problem down the road when somebody goes, you know, Tyler Huntley, he's a Pro Bowler. Vince Young, Pro Bowler. Mitchell Trubisky, Pro Bowler. Okay, if you're the fourth alternate, you're not the Pro Bowler. It's like if you go to the slam dunk contest, you're not an all-star. You're there at the all-star weekend. three-point shooting contest. You're not an all-star. You're part of the three-point shooting contest there. Yes, Marv.
Is that almost like Major League Baseball when each team has to have a representative? And you say, hey, that year Fred McGriff made that last all-star team because they needed somebody from the Devil Rays to be represented. Like, oh, are all of those all-star games, like the NBA all-star game, if you're, I think Barkley had 11. He earned those 11 because there's only 12 from each conference. With the Pro Bowl, eighth alternate, David Garrard, Steve Berline.
Yeah, I wonder if the NBA did that and you'd go, Paolo Banchero is going to make the NBA All-Star team if you have to have a representative from every team. Thankfully, they don't do that. Now, this should be the best players, the best 24 players in basketball.
Look at you standing up for your Magic.
Well, I do love the Magic, and I love my Sacramento Kings, by the way, who De'Aaron Fox, DeMontis Sabonis, they should be all-stars. Sabonis should be. He's been unbelievable. Did you see where the Sacramento Kings, I guess the PR department, they sent wine to some of the other coaches? Now, I don't know if they were bribing them, but it sounds like they were. Hey, could you vote for our player? And just a reminder as we send you some nice wine here, would you vote for our players for the NBA All-Star team? Yeah, Mark.
Sabonis did make the All-Star team. De'Aaron Fox snubbed.
De'Aaron Fox is, that's one of those, he's averaging 24 a game, but you don't get to see him. And maybe because of their record this year, you'll be able to see them a little bit more. I hope so, because it's been a long time coming. Sabonis has been awesome. By the way, the Greek Freak did it again. And I'm telling you, when I did SportsCenter back in the 90s, if somebody put up 50, you led SportsCenter. Like, it was a big deal. Giannis scored 20 of his 54 in the fourth quarter. They rallied from 21 down to beat the Clippers. So he had 54 of his team's 106 points. He has 50 or more in three of his last 11 games. The Joker, triple-double, 22-16-14. The Nuggets are 17-0 this season when the Joker has a triple-double. You go back to last season, Denver has won 21 consecutive games in which the Joker had a triple-double. That's the longest streak since, and I forgot all about this. This player had a triple-double, if this is correct, what I have. The Warriors won 23 games, straight games, in which Draymond Green recorded a triple-double. Now, that's from 2015 to 2019, but the triple-double with the Greek Freak, or I should say with the Joker. I mean, this is commonplace now. I guess 60 is now the new 50. How many players have scored? Well, you got two this year, Donovan Mitchell, and you got Luka went for 60.
There's a bunch of active guys with 60 now. Mitchell went for 71 this year. Devin Booker went for 70 just about 5 years ago.
Yes.
Now there's, Steph Curry had a 60 game. Carmelo, Damian Lillard's got a few. Harden's got a few. LeBron's got one. Luka has one. Kyrie has one. Karl Anthony Towns has a 60. Jason Tatum, Bradley Beal has a 60 point game.
Yeah.
Kemba Walker has a 60 point game.
Damn.
Klay Thompson has one. The most unlikely of all time might be Gilbert Arenas with a 60. Tom Chambers had a 60.
Mm.
Will Chamberlain had a truckload of them.
Yeah.
It's kind of silly. You have to go Chamberlain, 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 Bird, Chamberlain, Chamberlain, Baylor.
But it feels like 60 is the new 50, that you have to get to 60 to get people's attention. And then Donovan Mitchell going for 71. Is somebody going to get to 80? Somebody going to go up there in Kobe land? And only two people have done it, Wilt and Kobe. And it doesn't seem far-fetched. Whereas it used to be, it's like, man, getting to 50 was a big deal. 50 is like, oh, you got 50? What else? Did you get a triple-double or anything? No, I just had 50. Oh, okay. Yeah, Paul.
Kobe didn't even need overtime. There's a bunch of like 60 and 70 point games.
Yeah.
There's quite a few that go overtime where you're going to get another 6 or 8 points. Kobe did it in regulation in a win. It's a
yeah.
81.
Yeah. Yes, yes, Marv.
And if you remember that game, it was a pretty competitive game.
That's why he was able to go for 81.
Right. Who's he going to pass the ball to?
Yeah, well, Kobe talked about that, that he got it in the course of a competitive game. It wasn't a blowout where you stay in there. They needed that win, and he talked about that. But you go for that kind of number. That's one of those where if you're on Toronto, do you say I was there that night against Kobe? Now, Jalen Rose he's owned it. But he said, as he said to us when he joined us, he goes, I didn't guard him the whole night. Like, well, nobody did, Jalen. Yes, Paulie.
Wilt Chamberlain had 3 games of 70 points or more in one season. There's certain athletes where they're almost like out of the picture with discussing stats and stuff, because Wilt Chamberlain's stats are the greatest in NBA history. Stats.
Yes.
And it's really not that close. He's like this. Again, you saw him. He really is in a separate category where he can't be compared to people, stat-wise.
Well, I saw him when he wasn't doing his scoring, maybe off the floor, but I saw him when he was with the Lakers and he was a defensive-minded player, because you had great scorers on that Laker team. But Wilt played defense, block shots, and I think he shot 72% from the floor one of those years. I think he got bored with scoring. Like Pete Maravich, I think, got bored. And, you know, you get to the point where you like style points. Brett Favre, to me, hey, there's a touchdown pass there. Yeah, but over there, there's double covered. I can now let me see if I can squeeze it in there, degree of difficulty. Like, I do think there are certain players in certain sports where you go, this is too easy. I need, like Steph, it feels like, you know, I need a challenge here. And Wilt ran out of challenges. I mean, plain and simple. It's like, all right, I got 50. It was always about could Wilt win? And then Wilt decided he was going to play a role for the Lakers to win a championship. And they did, because he accepted that role. Yes, Marv.
Some of those highlights, did you see the guys that were trying to guard him?
Well,
I was like, jeez. I know the 6'4 milkman. I know.
That looked like me.
Yeah. Well, there were guys like Connie Durking who played for the Royals. And I remember going, you know, to the Cincinnati Royals games. And I felt bad. But, you know, somebody had to guard Wilt. And usually, you know, double team Wilt. But he was such a freakish athlete that it wasn't one. He's just the biggest guy. Like Purdue has this big man, Edie, who might be the best player in college basketball. I don't know how skilled he is. He's just huge. I mean, he's got some, you know, skills, but oh my God, like you watch him and you go, hey, there's nobody like that in college basketball. I don't know how good he is, but he might be the best player in college basketball. Yeah, Mark.
I can't believe the best player in college basketball is, we have no idea. Caitlin Clark is the best player in college basketball, or at least the most notable, probably the most famous.
If you get a chance or you haven't gotten a chance and you want to watch the best shooter in college basketball, men or women, it's Caitlin Clark. It is. Just watch her shoot, where she shoots from. There's nobody like her. She's a great passer, but we've seen her in college basketball, you know, it's 3 years now. But she's played 100 games in college basketball. That's what college basketball used to be, so you'd go, oh, that guy last year looked really good. Let's see what he is this next year or the year after that. Now we don't get that opportunity. Therefore, every year you hit the reset and you go, who's the best player in college basketball? I mean, maybe we don't care anymore. We used to. It's like it was coveted that you were the best player in college basketball. It was important. And there was, you know, rivalries. Who is the best player? Now, you go back to when Leitner played against Shaq, and we thought, okay, let's see what, you know, can Leitner hold up against Shaq? Shaq admits he got embarrassed against Christian Leitner. Now, you'd never compare their two careers in the pros, but in college, Christian Leitner was a better player. Shaq played 2 years in college. Shaq doesn't even get to college basketball now. He'd be right in the G League. He would not be playing college basketball. You know, you get these guys, and if they play 3 years, 2 years. It's not happening. Therefore, college basketball, who's the player of the year? I don't know. Yes, Mark.
Patrick Ewing playing 4 years sounds so silly.
Yes.
It sounds ridiculous. Yeah.
But he became a household name. Like, he was a thing. But also, I think it would be hard to leave Coach K. It would be hard to leave John Thompson. Like, there's certain coaches where you go, I don't want to let you down, coach. But then some of these coaches would be like, you're crazy. You got to go to the NBA. Are you kidding me? You shouldn't be here. Now, you get some coaches who get greedy, and they're like, I don't know. There's some things you need to work on. Imagine if Shaq played 4 years college basketball. I mean, he played two. If Kobe went to college, if LeBron went to college and stayed 3 or 4 years. Yes, Mark.
Anthony Davis for one more year. Just give him, like, he was dominant in that one season. Just give him one more year at Kentucky.
But then he had a bad title game. Didn't he go like 0-for-10 or something?
I think he didn't score.
I don't think so either.
I don't know if he made a basket or not.
I think he was like ridiculously dominant on the defensive end.
Yes.
I think he was controlling the game on the defensive end, but really didn't do anything on the offensive end.
Yes. All right. Trent Dilfer is going to join us coming up. We mentioned the Pro Bowl. I'm going to talk about this Joe Mixon story because I want to make sure that I got all the information. Because right now it feels a little murky that the Bengals running back has an arrest warrant out for a menacing charge. And the complaint was filed yesterday in Hamilton County outside of Cincinnati. The Bengals said they're aware of the charges against Mixon. Club is investigating the situation. Apparently he pointed a gun at an individual January 21st and said the person should be, quote, popped in the face. The warrant states the incident occurred on the intersection of Walnut Street and East 3rd downtown. I don't know if he knew the person, but his agent, Peter Schaefer, said that it was a rush to judgment, and he felt like the officials will drop the charges this morning. But, I mean, keep in mind, he punched a woman back in 2014. That was misdemeanor assault. He was at the University of Oklahoma. He signed that 4-year extension in 2020, $48 million, named to the Pro Bowl in 2020. But that's all we have with Joe Mixon. And I don't know if there's cause to move on from him. He got that second contract. There are parallels with him and Ray Rice, as far as their contracts, I think around the same age with this incident. I think Ray was 26 and had been a Pro Bowl running back, and then that was it. They were done with him. Mixon didn't do much in the playoffs, certainly against Kansas City. Played in the Buffalo game as well, but that's all we have with this. But his agent, Peter Schaefer, says he expects the charges to be dropped this morning, stating it was a rush to judgment. I just want to know, did you have a gun and did you point it at somebody? Like, that's where I'd start with the questions. And there's no wiggle room if you have a gun and you're pointing it at somebody and with your history. He doesn't have much wiggle room here. All right, we'll talk some football. Trent Dilfer will join us. Charles Barkley will join us in an hour from now. We'll get to more of your phone calls as well. And hope to hear from Seton O'Connor and the French Kid from the road coming up later on this hour. Did I mention what we have for Meat Friday? Barbecue chicken sandwiches and Todd?
Chili tater tots?
Chili tater tots.
Didn't even know you could do that.
Nobody has it better than we do.
Definitely no one.
No, mm-hmm. Nobody. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. When you open up a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, you're opening up more than just doors. You're unlocking potential. The potential to do your own thing. Each and every Sprinter van built, designed, and equipped to let you hit the open road and take on any goal that you set. Help you follow your own passion. Reawaken the spirit of adventure. And that's what the French Kid and Seton are doing. Owning a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van lets you live and work and play out your dreams. There are 16 body types. Your choice of gas or diesel engine. Thousands of ways to customize. Now available in all-wheel drive, a Sprinter van capable and versatile enough to help drive your ambitions wherever you want them to take you. Go to danpatrick.com, enter the contest, and next week at this time in Arizona, we'll announce the winner of that Sprinter van. Now's the time to discover what moves you the most. Don't wait. Unlock your potential inside a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. It's Usher Friday, according to Marvin. I let him handle the music this month. I'm not familiar with this Usher song.
Yeah, this is one of those in the club. You go to the club?
Yeah, I don't go to the club.
This, hey, in Arizona, we'll go to the club?
No, we're not going to a club.
What about a Super Bowl party? They'll play this.
I'm going to be in bed by 8 o'clock.
Eastern?
No. Local, but
you don't want to go to the DP.
No.
Well, it's
no, no. Yes, Paulie.
Are there any clubs, Marvin, in Scottsdale, Arizona, that open around 5 p.m. local time and close at 8 p.m.?
Yeah.
Efforting.
If the party's going around 5:30, 6 o'clock, then I'll go to the club with you, Marv. All right? Duh Club in Duh House. Okay. They say good things come to those who wait. Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Super Bowl champ with the Ravens. Now the University of Alabama head coach, former NFL analyst, the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Trent Dilfer joins us on behalf of our good friends at Panini America. How are you, Trent?
Good, Dan. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. You got your Super Bowl, your miniature Super Bowl trophy there over your left shoulder?
So mini, yeah.
Yeah. Does everybody get one of those?
No, Bashani bought this for me as I exited after the 1 year in Baltimore. So,
wait, that was your parting gift? He gave you a miniature Super Bowl trophy?
Yeah. No, he's really gracious. It was actually before then. My wife was going to get me one, and Steve jumped in and made sure that the Ravens did it for me.
How big is your Super Bowl ring?
You know, I don't wear it very often. I wore it during recruiting. Recruiting the kids liked it. It's big. It's a big old sucker. Not as big as the ones they do now, but it's a big old flashy thing. And the recruits love taking pictures with it when we had them on campus.
But see, what I think that they should do is do a school ring, like a school ring size that you can wear, where it's not gaudy, where you come in. Michael Strahan had this story. He told Eli he wanted a 10-table ring. And Eli go, what is that? You can see it 10 tables away. And it's just too big. You can't wear it out.
I agree. I like your idea. The little like school one or like the high school state championship size.
Yeah.
And then they should give everybody like the real, like I think this is 60% the actual size. They should give all the players like a 80%, 85% size. Like you go by, if you're in Denver's airport and you go by Elway Steakhouse, he's somehow got like 95% replica in the window. It's pretty cool. I think every player would appreciate that.
Give me the three quarterbacks, two quarterbacks, four. Like they changed the position in the modern era.
That's a good one. I think Elway in that 83 draft, so physical, right? That the talent was ungodly to a certain degree. Golly, I think Favre, I don't think Favre gets enough credit. Somehow he gets dismissed from like the greatest of all time conversations. I saw it live, you know, getting my butt kicked by him every year while I was in Tampa during those three MVP runs. He redefined the position to a certain degree. He was like a combination of Elway, Fran Tarkenton, Warren Moon. Like he was all wrapped up into one guy, which was pretty incredible. I think Lamar Jackson, I think there's like four or five of them right now, that are so dynamic, such dynamic athletes and also great passers. We saw this, I'll give you a quick story about 10 years ago through the Elite 11, we started noticing a real trend where it wasn't just the coach's kid that was playing quarterback. It was the biggest, baddest dude on campus in high school. Like you'd go to a high school in Georgia or wherever. And you'd ask the coach, like, who's the best athlete in the school? And they'd say, oh, no doubt it's this guy. And that guy was the quarterback. And now you're starting to see that come true in the NFL. You know, it probably started with Cam Newton, Lamar, Mahomes, Josh Allen. You know, these guys are redefining how the position is played. And now it's equal decision-making, accuracy, precision with just like this crazy-ass horsepower, too, that makes them so dynamic.
But also, I look at Peyton Manning's impact on the game.
Yeah.
Might be more important than Brady's impact on the game. Obviously the results with Tom, but Peyton changed everything at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, he's seeing what you got. Now I get to, you know, change. I mean, we hadn't seen anything like that before, had we?
Well, I agree with you, but I don't think Jim Kelly gets enough credit. Let's go back to Jim Kelly because he actually was doing that. You know what I mean? It's like I went hunting with Jim last year and I've known Jim forever, but to hear him talk about, and he was not saying, oh, they don't give me enough credit. He was just talking about the complexity of what they did at the line of scrimmage. Now he was also praising Peyton for taking it a whole nother level. But yes, you're right. Kind of that Jim Kelly started it and then Peyton poured gasoline on it where it was like, okay, we're going to call whatever we want, and Peyton's going to get us in the right protection, the right run game, the right route combination, and basically was an extension of the offensive coordinator taking the snaps.
Yeah, that's a great point. I forget about Jim Kelly and the gun, you know, where he's calling out the plays. But I Peyton talked about, like, Zach Thomas. I said, you know, there had to be somebody who was equal to you on the other side. He said, yeah, Zach Thomas drove me crazy. So I call it out, and Zach would say, look out for the run. And then I go, damn, you know, he's got me there. How frustrating must that be when they know what you're doing?
It's the worst. You know, it's the worst when you think you're tricking them, but they're tricking you. Like, they know what's coming before the ball snap. It's funny you mentioned Zach Thomas. I get asked all the time with the two hardest defenses I played against. And they're happening at the same time. It was that Miami Dolphins defense with Zach Thomas as the middle linebacker, and Madison was one corner. I can't remember who the other corner was, but everything looked exactly the same on every snap until the ball was snapped. Oh, and as the ball was snapped, they played like 12 different things. And then Green Bay at the same time with Reggie and Leroy Butler and that group, you know, it was one Reggie. When he decided to play, he was just, you literally couldn't block him. Nobody could. And they had other great players. I think Leroy Butler is one of the all-time underrated defensive players, at least I played against. And their ability, those two defenses were just vicious.
Was it Patrick Surtain? Would he have been with Miami back then?
I don't want to get myself in trouble. Yeah, I think it was, but I don't want to get myself in trouble. I'm getting sold. I forget everything, Dan.
We're talking to Trent Dilfer, won a Super Bowl with the Ravens. Do you ever feel like that you have to apologize because you won a Super Bowl and everybody talks about, well, the defense, well, somebody had to play quarterback. Like, you know, even Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. I mean, it's not fair to somebody who had a prolonged NFL career, but that defense was so good. Do you get where I'm coming from with that?
There's some truth to it. Yeah, and there's some truth to it. Like, I've owned that. Like, I don't think I've ever once gotten my feathers in a ruffle when people say that, you know, I was part of the team, not the reason we won the Super Bowl. I would absolutely agree with that.
Okay.
I do think I was the right quarterback for that team in that moment. And my teammates say that, which is the most affirming thing. But yeah, I didn't play very well that year. I played pretty darn good early on when I took over for 4 or 5 weeks. I battled an injury. I played terribly at the last two regular season games. And then the playoffs, you know, the playoffs, we knew who we were. It was just a matter of, literally, it was true. When people say all I had to do was not lose the game, that's a reality. The reality was to play the game in such a conservative way that you didn't add any risk to it, because we knew a team weren't going to score more than 10 points ever against us. So I don't get my feathers in a ruffles over that. You know, I don't get defensive over that because there's a lot of truth to it.
Yeah.
And my teammates have been so great, Dan. Like, over the years, those Baltimore Ravens teammates have gone out of their way to defend me when people want to tear me down on that stuff. And, you know, that's important when your teammates do that for you.
I'm wondering about this with, you know, now you're coaching in college at UAB. How much of your job is coaching? How much of it is kind of cultivating a business, NIL and collect? I mean,
yeah,
this is more than, yes. It feels like college coaching is tougher than coaching in the NFL.
I don't know. I haven't been a head coach in the NFL. I have a lot of dear friends that are, so I don't want to make that comparison. You're definitely a CEO. You're not a coach. You're not a whistle around your neck coach very often. You get to do that. And those are those are the most fun days, you know, when you actually get to interact with players and coach ball. But I the bulk of this job is kind of CEO type stuff. There's a business aspect to it. You mentioned it with collectives and NIL. There's a team building, there's coaching coaches. I think that's the thing that doesn't get talked about enough, is you have to hire great people, but then you got to coach them up to make sure we're all speaking the same language. You got to empower them. You got to create a culture is a word that's overused, but I think it paints a picture that everybody in everybody's head.
Yeah.
You got to create an environment where people are going the same direction. They feel it's energizing to come to work. When we do have adversity, there's people around you to help you get through it. So yeah, it's a lot more other stuff than whistle around your neck and crew socks on going out there and doing bag drills.
How do you poach somebody without poaching them?
Like the T word that everybody's doing and using?
Yeah, tampering.
I think what we've tried to do is just create a really good vibe around our program. You know, they can reach out to you. They can get in the portal and contact you. You know, really, it's about creating an atmosphere around your building and a persona around your program where it's welcoming and you gotta say, hey, you know, I think Prime does a great job with this on Twitter, even, you know, like, hey, this is what we're looking for. If you're part of this, come join us. We don't do it on Twitter with the head coach tweets, but we're trying to do the same thing. Like, hey, here's what we're building. Here's what we're about. If that fires you up, you know where we're at. You know, I think Prime started this thing like, hey, I'm not hard to get to. I'm not hard to reach. You know where we're at. I think that's what's going on. But the reality of it is we've had a couple poach from us. We know it's happening. We know they're talking to these other programs before they're in the portal. And it's just the reality of where we're at in this industry. And you got to live with it.
What's the craziest ask from a recruit?
You know, I haven't had any crazy, outrageous one so far. You know, we don't have, you know, SEC money here, and I think everybody knows that. But we did have a couple walk in, and it was their motivation was definitely to get paid. I actually think they thought, like, I was going to pay him with my NFL money. Like, literally, that's what it felt like. Like, yo, coach.
That's not legal, though, Trent. That's not legal.
I know.
Okay.
But I'm saying it felt that way. Like, it felt like this kid was like, he knows we're not, you know, in the SEC. He knows we're not in the Big Ten. He knows, you know, we don't have some collective, an $8 million collective. But I kind of feel like this kid wants me to tap into my own pockets and, like, pay him with out of my own checking account. That was not a very long visit, yeah. Let me tell you that.
You're working with our good buddies at Panini America, the exclusive trading card partner of the NFL. What are you doing with them this week and next week?
Yeah, they're the best, man. I've been with them, like, gosh, I think it's 8 years now, doing weekly stuff. When I was in college, coaching college football, I was doing a lot of videos and stuff. But the coolest thing I get to do is this Panini Super Bowl kid reporter. And I think it was 1,600 kids. No, sorry, 160,000 kids registered for this kid reporter initiative. And our boy Miles won it this year, and he gets to go to the front of the line of media night Monday night and ask all the superstars questions that he'll come up with. The bummer of this when they win is they have to hang out with me for the whole night. But I'll kind of coach him up on what questions to ask and how to get in the conversation with Mahomes or Kelsey or Jalen, whoever it is. And kid will get to ask the player a question and do a lot of cool stuff. So it's been an amazing relationship. It's one of the more fun things I get to do over the course of the year. And I don't have to stay the whole week at the Super Bowl. So while you're going to bed at 8, I'll be back in Birmingham going to bed at 7:30.
How many times did you face Brady?
It wasn't that many. Couple times, I think, is all.
Did you think anything?
Thank God.
Like, if I would have said that guy is going to be the greatest quarterback of all time, what would you have said, do you think, in that moment?
I wouldn't have believed it in the early years. You know, Peyton was the same way. Listen, a lot of young guys, right? I mean, finding your way. Some of them do. Some, like me, don't fully find it. But there's about, I don't know, about year 6 or 7 is when, you know, because you're watching crossover tape. I think where NFL players have the greatest appreciation of the players is when you're watching crossover tape, because you're studying.
What is crossover tape?
So we're playing the Colts, and the Colts played the Patriots the week before. So you're watching Patriots stuff, right? So you're always watching the defense to get ready for the defense as a quarterback. So you're always watching the other quarterback play against that defense. And I probably watched Brady crossover stuff, let's say 15 times. And you're just like, wow, how do you see it that quick? Wow, he changed that protection. Wow, what a perfect throw. Or, man, I didn't think about, you know, using my eyes that way and getting back to the other side. And then you just kind of gained an appreciation for the nuance of what he does so well. And I really think that's the thing, is now that he's retired, and now we're going to have probably, what, 2 months of talking about this to get ratings up for all your shows, talk about Brady every day. I think the one thing that's going to come out as you talk to players, what made him so great is the nuance of how he played the game. He did these little nuanced things that always put his team in a position to win, to win that play, to win that series, to win that game. It's why I think a lot of fans can't go, oh, he's the best of all time outside the Super Bowl rings. They don't see the magic in what made him. Wasn't the arm, wasn't the feet, wasn't the stature. wasn't the athleticism. It was the nuance of how he played the game. And I think a lot of young, great quarterbacks now will go and, although they're probably better athletes than Tom, they'll talk about Peyton and Tom, especially those two, of how much they learned from those two, watching them play these little parts of the game that aren't talked about very much.
Great to talk to you. Good luck with UAB, certainly Panini, and nice to catch up again. Thank you, Trent.
Thanks, Dan. Good seeing you, man.
It's Trent Dilfer. Won a Super Bowl with the Ravens, now the head coach of the University of Alabama at Birmingham, and joining us on behalf of Panini America. We'll take a break. Have we located Seton O'Connor yet? Paulie?
I mean, seriously, we haven't heard from him. I'll check with the guys in the back.
Okay.
He's scheduled to join us in 5 minutes.
Great. Well, we'll take a break, and we'll be back with your phone calls. Charles Barkley will join us in the final hour of the program. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
It's another Usher song I'm not familiar with, Marvin.
But you can do deep voice Danny right here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You ever heard of The Quiet Storm?
No.
That format of radio where, like, it's late night R&B. Like, I think Fritzy and Paulie would know for sure, like, that Johnny Gill, that Anita Baker.
Ooh, Ralph Tresvant.
Ralph Tresvant, for sure.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, we're coming back with Usher.
This
is from Kim, from Leonard. Yeah. He says he's sorry, and he wants you back.
I love that.
Sounds like Delilah or something.
That's great.
The Road to Super Week is brought to you by Full Sail University's Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. New classes start every month. I mentioned to the boys in the back, I mentioned to to Paulie and Marv and Fritzy, we haven't heard from Seton all morning long. And then I started to get a little bit nervous here because nobody had heard from Seton. And then Mario said, we heard from Seton. So I'm assuming we have Seton joining us now. Let's guess where Seton is. Paulie?
I'm going to say approaching Amarillo, Texas.
Amarillo, Texas. Fritzel.
Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Okay, Marv.
Somewhere in Oklahoma.
Okay. Are we close, Seton?
Yeah, I am in Oklahoma. I'm in Oklahoma City, as a matter of fact.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right downtown?
Yep, we had a good night here.
Okay. Where have you been? Because we haven't heard from you. We lost contact. You kind of went silent on us.
Yeah, you know what? There's not a lot going on in the plains of Texas, or excuse me, of Kansas, believe it or not. So it was, we were driving. We did a lot of driving yesterday from Des Moines down here to Oklahoma City. We hit a bunch of different cities. But it was good. Yesterday was a little bit of a recovery day, I think, after Des Moines. A little bit of a recovery day. We needed a little R&R.
Hey, we want to thank Des Moines for rolling out the red carpet for you and the French kid. It sounded like you guys had a great time there.
Yeah, next level. It was awesome. So when, by the time we got here, we were pretty spent. So the French kid and I just grabbed some dinner at a restaurant here. And then we've been making a bit of a habit every night. Before we go to bed, we hit the hotel bar, grab a drink, and just figure out what we're going to do the next day. You know what I mean? Go over our plans, what time are we getting up, this kind of thing, right?
Okay.
So we get to the hotel bar, and there's some kind of, like, umpire convention in town. So
okay.
That's exactly right. So we walk into the bar, and we're getting the gist of, like, what's going on. Like, you guys are all umpires? Yeah, I immediately went,
What did they think of your called third strike?
They kind of all looked at me like, okay. And I was just like, what? It's my called third strike. No, that's so good. So I was this close to having the best video ever. These two dudes got into an argument over which one of them had a better called third strike. And I was just like, why don't we make it a contest? I'm like, you guys can go against each other and your other three buddies can be the judges of the contest. And so competitive juices start flowing. They're like, yeah, I'll do it. And I see this one dude lean over to the other buddy, and he goes, bro, I think I got some warrants, man. I can't be on TV.
Some warrants?
I think I got some warrants.
Okay. All right, so where are you headed tomorrow or today?
Today we're going over to Santa Fe, Albuquerque, New Mexico area.
Ooh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Santa Fe, you'll love.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of really good things about Santa Fe. I've never been there, but anybody who's been there has told me, like, oh, you're going to love it. It's great.
All right. So Santa Fe and then Santa Fe to Arizona?
And then, tomorrow morning we'll leave Santa Fe and get to Scottsdale.
What happened to Nebraska?
Nebraska got out of the way. Nebraska, we've been... We're a little worried about, there's some roads that close in Nebraska.
Yeah.
And we kind of bailed because I-80 or 78 or something like that.
Yeah.
They're like, at this time of year, it closes like without any notice. So we thought, Dan might be mad at us if we go that way.
All right. Yes, Paul.
If you go through Amarillo, and I don't know if you went there last year, remember they had the big Texan steak ranch with the 96 ounce porterhouse or whatever you got to try to eat. That place is legit right off the highway. It's like one of those challenges.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like the old 96er.
The old 96er.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's good to hear from you. You look good. The van looks, any issues with the van?
Not a single one.
Only that
us two idiots are driving it.
No scratches, no nothing, right? Everything's good.
No. Yeah. Everything's great.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
A couple of close calls, but that's it.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you in Arizona.
Yeah, all right, guys. I'll see you.
Okay. That's Seton O'Connor. We found him on the road. And, hey, I apologize. I was just told that you can't enter the contest anymore. Everybody who was in, that is it. So it was open for weeks. I apologize because I just found this out. People had called Tyler and they wanted to know. And, look, I appreciate everybody who had entered the contest there. We look forward to giving it away coming up next week. Next Friday at this time, we'll give it away. But and thank you to Mercedes with providing the beautiful Sprinter van. All right. Fritzy, update the poll results. Then we got a final hour maybe poll question. If we're going to change that up, we have Charles Barkley set to join us.
Who would you rather have as your team's quarterback? 69% to 31%. Is it Jimmy G or Derek Carr that's got the 69%?
I'm going to say Jimmy G.
Derek Carr has 69%
of the vote.
Okay,
all right.
How about that?
All right. But don't people know all Jimmy does is win?
You would think, but they're going with Derek.
What gets mentioned? What gets mentioned more often? Jimmy G, all he does is win, or Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season? Because they're pretty close. Yeah, Paulie.
Or Matt Stafford went to high school with Clayton Kershaw. That's a biggie.
Final hour on the way on this Meet Friday. Charles Barkley will join us. Hope you'll stay with us as well. One more item. We close out hour two, and what an hour it was. TireRack.com. Seton O'Connor took the Sprinter van into South Bend, Indiana, and he wanted to say hello to Tire Rack. Great new sponsor here, TireRack.com. They've been crushing it for over 40 years, and we love to be able to tell you about new sponsors and how proud we are to work with them. TireRack.com. We love the convenience. There's so many great things. They've got experience, knowledge, passion, easy-to-use tire decision guide. Answer a couple of questions. You get a personalized tire recommendation in about 2 minutes, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Full lineup of the Sumitomo tires. All the great tires there. Plus, tires shipped to you, or they have over 10,000 recommended installers. And in some areas, they offer mobile tire installation, a game changer. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.